Okay, we are live. Hello, everyone. And we are back with a new episode. And this time I brought you a student from IE University, who's one of my close friends, Guia Quagini. Hi, Guia.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me, Umberto.
Yeah, the structure is basically the same for each episode. So I just want to start immediately from the application process, because I think many people are interested in entering into IE University and would like to know what do they expect from this application, and how you did it, which tricks did you use. Tell us more about the application.
Okay, sure. So one thing that is important to know about IE is that it's like very different from other universities, because it's for creativity mostly. So for example, the application is of course you start from an online website, you start filling up everything you need to fill up, writing the personal statement and everything, and that's pretty the usual, as also people like for other universities such the ones in England they do. But then IE has an additional feature which asks you to write a video or write an essay about three different questions. And for example, one of the questions, which is the one I answered, is to describe one of the most difficult events that ever occurred to you. And I did a video to express myself. And that is what makes IE, I think, very special.
What kind of video did you make particularly?
Well, it's kind of personal, but jokes aside,
okay, yes.
It was, yeah, again, it was answering the question for what was my biggest issue in life. And I decided to put myself in a comfortable spot. I won't describe it in detail.
Yeah, of course. It's your choice.
Yeah. It actually, like, they want to know something personal and they want to look at how creative you are, so try to improve those features the most.
Okay.
You can.
And did they interview you?
Yeah, they did. They did two types of interviews. The first one is basically they give you, it's not with a person, but it's a video. So I don't remember the name of the website that does it, but basically they give you a question, you have 10 seconds to read it, and then you have only 10 seconds to also think about what you are going to answer, and then you have to talk for 30 seconds about answering this question, which was very strange, but at the same time, like, you don't have to be too stressed about that, because it just wants to look how creative you are and how you think.
Okay.
And then there was the other interview, which was with the person, and of course that they always ask the usual questions, like, are you going to this course, and
okay.
The basic stuff. The usual.
And just to know, what course do you study?
I study data and business analytics.
Oh, okay. And you're a second year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, do you remember specifically which questions, if any, did they ask you?
Yeah, no,
the one,
yeah,
that
it's
you
been a long time, but I
yeah,
have
I know.
To be.
It must be difficult.
It was there was a question like the usual. It was like, what book do you read and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
What's your favorite book? Just to see how you think. And then there was a question which was like so random, and it was. What made me like IE so much, it was basically a question, what if a person you know goes into a coma for like 40 years and you have to explain to them what like technology is, or like what smartphones are and stuff like that. And I don't remember how I answered that, but they wanted to see how quickly you would manage to say something and don't leave any time where you were not talking, which was crazy. Like, I really liked it.
Well, nice.
Yeah, it was particular.
And just to understand, so that other listeners that want to go to IE University can you, it would be useful to know, how did you prepare for this whole process of application, like except the personal statement, etc., but also the interview, for example? How did you prepare, or you just went and?
No, I prepared, of course, okay. But it was looking at the usual questions that they ask, because they always ask the usual ones. Like, they can be creative, but not too creative. They still have to learn who you are. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I just use websites and things that they tell you to prepare for interviews. And that was really helpful.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I think it's really useful for many. It will be really useful for many people. Now I want to know, you know, like, what was the first impact when you went to IE? Of course, you're in the second year, so you were lucky enough to experience one whole year of the first in your university without COVID. So what did you expect? Did you have any split expectations about it, or were you just really impressed? And you didn't expect how good it was?
I have to say, I did not have any expectations, because it was in Spain and I couldn't, in the summer before, I didn't manage to go there and visit the university. So I was going into it like completely blind. So I had no expectations. Of course, I knew of some people that were like very happy. They say IE is super creative, they push you to learn, and not just to learn to do exams, but they actually ask you to learn for activities such as presentations and competitions that they have mm-hmm. every year. And so I went and took my taxi, went to Segovia, and when I arrived, I was, of course, scared, but in a good way. And I have to say that people are all super nice, like the environment there is super nice. I think that I only had time to put down the luggages, and then I already had to go to a party and somewhere else. So yeah, the first week was crazy. I didn't have time to stop for a second. And then actually it was 2 weeks. Yeah, freshers week. No, yeah, 1.5 basically. But yeah, it was amazing. They really take care of you. Like, they don't let you be in your room alone. They try to get everybody involved, and yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. And so just to understand better, there are two campuses in IE, Segovia and Madrid, right? Could you explain us how it works?
So basically, most first year students, they all go to Segovia, apart from some classes of BBA, which is a Bachelor in Business and Administration, which can also start directly from the campus in Madrid. But I think that the best thing that IE gives you is these 2 years of beautiful weather, like not beautiful weather because it's pretty cold, but it's a beautiful campus and people are also nice. And even though it's not Madrid, the capital, it's still very nice because it's basically just a uni city where all the students, as soon as you leave out the house, you immediately meet people that you know from the uni, and mm-hmm. I think it's great. Like, I would never start, but if you can choose between starting from Madrid and starting from Segovia, I would highly suggest to start from Segovia, just because you create the friendships, and then when you move to the big city of Madrid, you are already settled with good friends.
Okay, so like, could you explain to us I can imagine it's great, but like, can you give us any specific activity that you do in Segovia for socialization, for social life? I think it's really important to people, despite the university, the greatness of the university. So what did you do? Did you go out? If you want, if you don't want to answer, it's fine. But like, is it a particular active city?
Yeah, it's super active. I have to say, okay, now only for students. Parents don't listen to this part.
Yes.
Basically, there is full of nightlife. Like, you're never sleeping. But
okay.
There's a lot of nightlife, but apart from that, day life, you can go on amazing walks around the city. But mostly there are a lot of clubs that you mm-hmm. can join, sport clubs, like I started joining the climbing club and also the tennis club, which were a great activity and great ways to meet new people.
Okay. And how many there are clubs mainly activities, or there are also clubs for creativities or volunteering? Is there any?
No, there's the athletic club, and then there is all the other clubs for like debate and stuff like that. And you can even create your own. Like if you have a good idea and someone else that you can create it with, you can create your own club and start it from zero. And IE will provide you with the resources, which I think is also great. I had a friend that wanted to play kickbox, but he didn't have, like, there was not a club yet, and he managed to create the club himself, which was great.
Okay.
We all went. Okay.
And what about the accommodations in Segovia? How would you rate them? Were they good in service? Were they good because you were close to your friends? Could you tell us more about how the accommodations were?
There's four residences, and I went to, I can talk speak about on the Reyes Católicos because that's the one I went to.
Yeah, of course.
It's the one inside of the uni, so of course it was great because I was inside of the uni, so I didn't have to walk a lot to get to class. It was 3 seconds to get from one class to the other. And also meals were served inside the uni, and I didn't have to pay compared to other residences where you have the residence outside the uni. So when you get to uni to eat for lunch, you have to pay for the meal, of course. But there's another residence called Factory, which is also nice. It's the biggest one, and that's where most of the people go, of course, because there are more rooms. But I think, yeah, for first years, I think it's always good to start with the residence because you meet the people, and then to move to the accommodation. But there's nothing stopping you to get the accommodation as well. Like a lot of people still do it.
So Segovia is relatively small, right? So
yeah, pretty small.
Okay, so that's not a problem. Okay, and what about the other campus, the campus in Madrid? Is there any difference in social life, or maybe, you know, university wise? What do you think?
Well, Madrid, I experienced it only this year, 2020, so I have to say it wasn't the same as I would have experienced a year ago. But I think it's one of the best cities of Spain. I cannot, like, there's so many places you could go, rooftops and everything. There's so many activities and people, they're always down to do stuff. Like, it's an amazing city, but Segovia is easier for a first year because you have less, like, not less options, but you have the people close to you, and you meet them in the places, because it's like going in a small city. Somehow you always end up following other people and meeting other people. Instead, in Madrid, of course, it's a big city, so you have to plan and organize what you're doing.
Are there any accommodations in Madrid by the university, or do students mainly live in their own apartments?
No, there are still residences. I don't remember the name of the residence because I haven't been there.
Fine.
But there are residences and they are super nice as well. But yeah, again, people still also decide to live on their own.
Mm-hmm. And now I want to know about more about your course. You know, like, what's the teaching structure in IE University? How did you go to class? How are the classes structured? If there is any difference between how the teaching is structured in Segovia and how the teaching is structured in Madrid, could you tell us more about it?
So I could talk about how the first year it was the first year is basically you have lectures, and they are mostly 3 hours each. If not, they are like 1 hour 20, and they're pretty like spread evenly in the week. So I think you have time to do other activities. Like, they don't put too much pressure on you the first year. And the second year, however, it was completely different, and because we have liquid learning, as you probably mm-hmm. have used, and which is you have some asynchronous and synchronous activities, which means asynchronous is the ones you have at home through the video conference, and the and synchronous is the one that you take in class. IE is able to do most of the classes still live, like you can actually go to class, which was something great, because most of the other universities in Spain, they all locked down and they were only doing online. But I really try to avoid this problem. And I think they are gonna decide to use liquid learning more, even when COVID is gonna be done. And they're aiming, because they thought that it was actually very productive, because people were going to classes, but then they had time to look at videos and revise on their own time, because some people sometimes learn slower than others. So with the video, they could stop and go and check online whether, like, whatever they had to look up for. And yeah.
Do you have a library?
Yeah, they're all. We have like the physical library, and IE also provides the online library where you can access most of the articles that you wouldn't be able to access without the IE account.
Okay, so just to understand better, you have lectures, right? So like where a professor speaks with hundreds of students, or is it structured different?
No. Lectures, when I say lectures, I mean 3 hours of lesson.
Okay.
But basically the classes stay all the same. There are not more than 40 people per class or 50.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's something like that's one of the best features of IE, because they pay really attention to their students. You don't get lost into the crowd.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And do you develop a relationship with your teachers or professors? Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, they're always available after you've done the course. They always follow you on LinkedIn and be like, whenever you need
amazing.
My help, just ask for it. And yeah, they're amazing. Okay. And they try also to organize competitions for you to get like credits. And yeah, it's such a good environment with the teacher, the relationship between teacher and student.
Can you tell us more about the competitions? What kind of competitions? I follow you on LinkedIn, but maybe most people don't know about them.
Basically the competitions are, you have the entire semester, the entire duration of the course to work on a presentation that you're going to do on a topic of your choosing. And then they organize these big events with also other professors that you don't know, so that they are gonna be the jury, and you present your topic, and if you win the competition, of course, they give you the credits and they give you the actual documentation that you won. And it doesn't feel competitive, it just feels something you learn from, and you can decide whether you don't want to participate. But I have never heard of no one participating, because it's just such a great opportunity.
And you won, right? I saw.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, congrats.
I was very happy about it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now I want to know more, like, you know, is there anything that really impressed you about IE, so that you really liked, that you love? And is there anything that actually didn't impress you, that maybe you would change, or maybe, you know, that you didn't like?
Good question. So, basically, what I really liked, as I mentioned earlier, is the opportunities that they give you, because they don't want you to learn for just learning. They want you to apply. They try to motivate to start startups or whatever you can, and they give you the fundings if you have a good idea. Of course, I was so close to actually gonna start a startup. However, I didn't get the first place in the competition, so I didn't get the funding. But like, that's okay. Such a good. Opportunity still. Like, if I won, I would have started my own startup, which is crazy. And these people that actually did start it and did won the competition are doing so well.
Okay.
So there's that, and creativity is the big factor of IE. And on the negative side, that's tough. I have to say, I don't know if I know a negative side of it.
Maybe something that maybe you expected more.
Maybe a negative side is the transition between first year and second year, because the first year was easy, not easy, but still not what I expected to be. And then the second year was way tougher. I was a little bit struggling because I wasn't not ready for the transition, like how much I was studying. I was expecting to study as much the second year, but it was way more. So yeah, maybe just that, but I think it's just something normal and something that is actually good. So you have less time to study and more time to go out the first year, and then when you have already made some good friends, you can focus more on studying the second year.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we go through a typical part of the episodes in this other podcast, which I don't know yet if it's liked or not, but I'm going to ask you, can you rate out of 10 the different aspects of this of the IE University? So I'm gonna, for example, out of 10, how would you rate the social life?
Solid 10.
Okay, 10, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You already explained to us why. What about the campus and the facilities?
Well, I have to say 10 again.
Okay, yeah.
The Slovenian one is amazing, and the Madrid one too. They're building a tower actually that is going to be open next year.
Yeah, I saw. It's amazing, the project for the next year, yeah. Campus. So don't worry, you can be absolutely honest.
I'll give a 10.
yeah, perfect. And what about the lessons, the professors?
You already know my answer.
Yeah, you can give a 10.
Actually, 9.
9, why?
I'll be honest, 9.
Why?
Because there's some really good teachers, and maybe once every 6 months you can get one that is not as good. So just to keep it fair, I'll give it a 9. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But nice. They all try their best. Like maybe, yeah. Of course, there's always the professor that is less than other ones, like it's normal in all universities, I think.
Definitely, yeah. What about the environment? Like, I mean, the context, the city, the weather is, I think it's an important part of a student life, yeah. You know? It affects your emotions. So like, how would you rate it out of 10? The place.
Yeah, I have to give two different ratings because of the word. There's one in Segovia and one in Madrid.
Yeah,
so
of course.
For the one in Segovia, I would give it an 8 for the weather, because it's cold. It's so cold, like you cannot even imagine. It's very dry there, so it's very cold. Yeah, you're also in the mountains, so you can expect it. Meanwhile, in Madrid, it's super warm all the time. So yeah, 10. Also, it's the capital. You cannot not love it.
How far is Segovia from Madrid?
It's 30 minutes by train.
Okay, okay. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know how the weather changes so much, but I guess
it's fine. Thank you. Thank you for this rating. Now, the last question, and then I'll let you go, is can you describe to us a typical day of an IE university student? Maybe, you know, you can differ between a first year and a second year if you want, but tell us about the second year, because I think it's hard to remember.
I can do both.
Okay.
I think I can manage. So the first year, you always try to be as sociable as possible, so trying also always to meet new people. So maybe you go have breakfast with other people from the same residence, or if you're not living in a residence, you still try to go to a bar or some places to meet new people. And then you prepare to do your lessons, so you start wearing all the coats and scarves you can, because you have to walk to a uni which is super cold. And you have your lessons, then there's like a big lunch break for everybody, so most of the time everybody meets up outside the uni to have lunch. And then after that, usually people stay in the uni because it's such a nice environment, and you can have places like the library, and there's like, you can also access the free classrooms to study on your own. And there's also like these places that we call shark tanks, because they're basically made of windows. They are rooms made out of the window. So you can, they're transparent and you can see the people inside, but they're perfect for group projects and they're always full. And after that, you go have dinner and then you prepare for the night out that you're going to have, because that's mandatory. You cannot avoid that at least once a week. And then in Madrid, so the second year, it was, of course, it's a completely different situation. We have to know, because it's Corona. So people would have breakfast, for example, at their place instead of outside. And then again, it was way tougher this semester for me. So I was like staying in my house to prepare for the lesson, maybe review the lecture that I was gonna have. Then go, of course, to lecture, have lunch out with friends, and then the usual, you get home, you maybe go to the gym and stuff like that, try to do the most you can activity wise, and then maybe go out for drinks with friends, always under the number of six, so
of course, COVID rules. Unfortunately. With COVID rules. Well, thank you very much, Guya. It was really interesting. We learned that AI is an amazing university and it's a high-ranked one in Europe. So it's really good university. Thank you very much for your insights.
Thank you, Umberto. It was super nice to talk to you.
Thank you. And to the listeners, see you in the next episode.